and a swing and a high fly ball into right. Pence racing across the green, still going, gets to the foul line, reaches out, and makes a thigh-high one-handed catch. Basket style. And he ran. Nicely done.
This is Hunter Pence of the San Francisco Giants, and now back to the postgame with Marty Lurie and the great Lexi Pence.
All right. How'd you like that?
Well, what a surprise.
How about that?
You know, sometimes I wonder what Hunter thinks, like, sees his wife in a Khaleesi costume on the field saying play ball, and now he has Marty going in saying, can we do something with Lexi Pence?
Very good. Hey, you loved it.
I loved it. Thank you.
It was very good. I thought you'd like that. All right, let's go to Jeremy in Sacramento. Jeremy, you're on KMBR 680, 808 KMBR. Giants win 5-4 in 12 today. And what's a pretty good homestand? I honestly tell you, the baseball's been pretty good on this homestand, so go ahead.
Well, I want to thank you for taking it on. Nice talking to you, Marty and company. Nice to have the ladies on as well.
Thank you.
I am just asking the question of, with all the needs that our club has, is Bobby Evans at the head of this? Is he the one that makes these decisions to bring someone like Sandoval back? Excuse me, back. You know, when Brian Sabian was dealing the cards, we got some pretty good hands. But it seems that there's a difference now. And I wondered where Brian Sabian is. Is he still with the club?
Yes, he's there. We see him every night. He's there. And more of a consultant, you know, sort of a little bit, of, you know, kicked upstairs, so to speak. But I think in a decision like this, it involves everybody in the organization. It involves the business side, the marketing side, the baseball side, Bobby Evans, I think the scouts who've seen Sandoval play, of course, Brian Sabian, and I think Bruce Bochy and probably some of the leaders on the team were consulted about it. So I don't think this is one that it's so polarizing for everybody. Because as FP said, and Carmen and Lexi have talked about it, you know, his departure wasn't that smooth. So to bring him back into this, I think you have to have a lot of people on board. And I'm sure some people took a position the other way that, you know, why bother? You know, we have young players there. Let's see what they can do. And then they came up with this solution. And, you know, again, when I thought about go ahead.
Excuse me for interrupting, but you've said all this before. I'm just saying, is if Bobby Evans made a choice like this, when there's so much a need for the pitching in our staff and for some player positions, we have some excellent players. And when this young man who left our club, a hero actually, I told my wife, Bobby Evans must have decided we had a lot of panda hats still left to sell, and that's the reason they bought him back. Because if you say the scouts looked at him, boy, they missed the point 100%.
Well, they could look at him physically and see what he looked like. He didn't hit much right-handed. And then, of course, you know, you get in a situation where you're in another city, another league, and you're coming back from injuries, and it doesn't work. And there's no guarantee it'll work here, but there's no harm in giving him at least a shot here to see what he can do. So I think it was an organizational decision, to tell you the truth. And you may be right. It may be a waste of time. And but who else was going to play third right now? Who else was going to play third?
I'm sure there are a lot of great young baseball players out there. I just can't figure it out. We love the Giants. Rain, shine, whether they win or lose. We're out there, and to have the club and maybe Bobby Evans or whoever's in charge to waste time in taking a man who has proven himself in another major market, proven himself to be not as effective as he was. Because you people were just talking in the past there about what he did in the past. And Lexi came up with some of my feelings as well. But I won't go on about it because it means nothing probably.
All
but
right.
I just don't think that it's just hard to figure out what a winning team like this is to go to that effort to bring back this man. I'm not saying anything bad about him. I'm saying baseball.
All right. Well, Jeremy, you're on record, and we got you, and I appreciate your point. So let's we'll talk in another week or two. Take care. All right.
Okay.
Let's go to Jimmy in San Francisco. Jimmy, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, before I get into the whole Panda thing, I just want to say thank you for everything you do. You're an asset to the Giants. You're an asset to the broadcast. You're an asset to baseball, and that means you're an asset to our country. So I appreciate it. Love the show. Listen all the time.
All right. I appreciate your comments.
He's blushing.
Yeah.
He is blushing. He's blushing, guys.
Hey, I oozed all over him, didn't I?
Go ahead.
Regarding Panda, I think the whole thing kind of smacks of desperation on the part of the Giants. First of all, I want to know, aren't we pretty deep at third? Do we really need another third baseman?
Well, I guess let me answer it the best I can. You know, at third base, they had Arroyo, they had Ryder Jones, they've had Wong. They've got Gillespie. Nunez is here, but Nunez probably will not be here, I think, within a week or so. He's really a good baseball player. And I think because he is a free agent, the Giants can get something for him. So actually, third Tomlinson, Gillespie, as I say, there's really no one to say, my God, that's the third baseman. So at this point in time, with the ball club 38-61, they played 99 games. Game 100 is tomorrow. He's down in San Jose. He'll be there for a couple of days up in Sacramento Tuesday. And my feeling is he is a guy, he hasn't missed 4 months of baseball, so I think you should be able to tell fairly soon whether he is capable of hitting a major league pitch, and I think he'll be up here and we'll see. And I think for a team that's 38-61, that you got a potential player who can switch hit and did a lot of good things here, so we'll see what happens. I think that's the only way you can look at it.
Well, maybe it is a switch hitting thing, but don't we want to play these young guys? Don't we want to get, you know, like Kelby Tomlinson, he is a guy who's so useful all over the infield. Don't we want to give these guys playing time, time to see the major league pitching? Instead, we're bringing in an old guy so that they can sell more Panda hats.
Well, not really, but let's put it this way. He's not here yet, and Nunez is still here. So until he gets here, and until you see how they use him, if at all, I think the thing is just to come to grips. Can you bring someone back like that? And that's the real question. Can you accept him coming back because he left under not the cleanest circumstances?
Yeah, well, you know, what's over is forgotten. I'm not going to judge Sandoval on some hasty comments that he made once he signed a huge contract with the Red Sox. But it looks like, can he play another position? Could he play first base and not strike out with the bat on his shoulders? Because we could use a guy like that.
All right. All right. I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you. All right. Very good. Now, these are, look, this is, what do you think when you hear people, you know, talk about why bring him back, why he takes the place of a younger player and all that?
Well, you have to realize it just happened. You know, just like if you just got dumped, you'd be pretty salty. But maybe if you thought about it if you sat on it for a week, you might not feel so bad. You know what I mean? So I think I totally understand why fans are calling in right now with the emotions that they have because, you know, I think it's a controversial move. So I get it. I would like to see Pablo kind of really show that he wants to be here through actions and not just, hey, I'm sorry, in a press conference or something like that. But also, it was really hard to hold my tongue about that first base bat on the shoulders thing. It's just not true, guys.
Also, I think what we don't realize, too, is that, you know, this is a punishment. He's in the minor leagues when he could easily be up in the majors. And they're making him kind of, what did they say? They want 40 to 60 at-bats down there. That's a lot of at-bats. So he's going to be there for a long time. And I think, you know, that's not that the minor leagues are bad. Well, it is rough, but I think that is punishment for him. You know, he's got to go to San Jose when he definitely wants to play in the majors. Like Pablo wants to play. You know, I think we forget that this is kind of, you know, payment for, like, punishment. Like, he's kind of grounded right now. And so we'll see what he does.
Yeah. No, I'm with it. Go ahead, FP.
I think it's a good low-risk sign. I think a lot of people are missing that kind of part of it. It's not like you're signing him for all this money and all this stuff. Why not? Just bring him back to the team. The upsides are he brings back the old culture that the clubhouse desperately needs right now that might not be there with all these young guys. And number two, I mean, what if he does do well? I mean, you look like geniuses all of a sudden, so why not? Just give him a chance. Let's see what he can do.
Well, we'll find out. He'll be in, he's in San Jose tonight wearing a Christmas outfit, so how about that? So,
I mean, if that's not punishment enough, I don't know what is.
Really,
it's not pretty bad.
The panda's wearing a reindeer outfit.
And it's 100 degrees out there right now.
All right. Here, I love the look. I like the comments, and we've had a couple of comments from people, and they have feelings about it. And let's go to Lou in San Jose. Lou, you're on KMBR 680.
Those jerseys are pretty cool, though. Good afternoon, Marty.
Hey, Lou.
How are you? I have just a different take on this.
Okay.
I grew up as a Giant fan. I've been following the Giants since 1976. And I was lucky enough to, in the early 80s, to work for a company that we had Willie McCovey as a person that was within our company. So I know him stretch for a long time. And, you know, I grew up, like I said, with watching the Giants for 40 years and not win one championship. So when they first won the championship in 2010, I had to wake up my kids from bed. I said, guys, you need to wake up and watch this Giants team win a championship. I never seen it before in my whole life. And it was exciting for the kids. And now we've seen them three times winners. And a lot of fans, you know, they jump off the boat and say, oh, well, Giants suck or whatever. They're not doing good this year. But to me right now, I think the Pablo Sandoval issue is more like a business these days now. And how I look at it this way for this time. You're looking at Giants fan the last, or Giants in general, the last 2-3 weeks, they lost their sellout crowd. They're losing crowd within thousands every game almost. And for me, they're thinking as a business from now on, they're like, okay, we have nothing to lose with signing Pablo. He's not going to cost us anything. And if he could even get us a few thousand fans from now until the end of the year, that's more than we've been asking for. And then they're looking at it as a business from a business standpoint. I was wondering what do you think about that?
All right. No, you have a good take on it. I disagree with it, to tell you the truth. I don't think you go through this kind of trouble with possibly dividing up a clubhouse or a fan base just to get they're selling out anyway. So instead of 41,000, they get 39,000. So I don't think Sandoval is here, you know, to get fans into it or that. It does create a little interest around the team, a team that's 38-61. And it keeps, you know, here we are in July talking about something like that and being very passionate at the trade deadline here with, you know, another 10 days to go and wondering, is Samardzija going to be traded? Is Hunter Pence going to be traded?
Bite your tongue.
I didn't say, you know, we were talking about, you know, is Nunez going to be traded?
Yeah.
You know, and think this is what people talk about this time of year. It's appropriate for baseball to talk about it. So it sort of deflects off of that into this, which is kind of interesting that here's a guy who hasn't been here for a few years and left the ball club and signed a huge contract with the Red Sox, never lived up to it. They ate $49 million to say goodbye to him. And now he's here, and it creates, I think, a lot of discussion around the ball club here.
It does. It will be interesting, let's put it that way. And what do you think about the fact that these fans are just, you know, jumping off the boat when they think, you know, Giants had a bad year or half a year bad, and last year they had a good the first half, and then they struggled the second half. But they made the playoff even with a bad season last year.
Well, it's the cycles, you know, I'll answer that for you. It's the cycles of baseball. You know, it's like watching Matt Moore as a left-handed pitcher. Lefties take a time to develop and become good, and then they're not good, and then they're better again as they get older. The cycles of baseball, You're going to have good halves, bad halves. You're going to have bad streaks, and it's part of the game of baseball. And we'll see what happens over these next 10 days, what they look like. I think the big challenge for the Giants is how they're going to play in August and September once the trade deadline passes and sort of the dog days come and not many days off. And you got to get out there and really, really bust it for a couple of months and see how they play. I think that's going to be the big question. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks, Lou.
Thanks, Marty, very much.
All right, let us go to Mike in Pacifica. Mike, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty, how's it going?
Good. We have a good crew here today. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, I do. It's fun. It's fun hearing the wise of the player. I like that. Hey, you know, Pablo thing, I don't really understand why anybody would care less. I mean, we're the second worst team in baseball. Pablo's stats over the last year are better than the stats we've had at third base, as bad as he's been. And so what? Like you say, he doesn't do anything, doesn't come up. And even if he comes up and doesn't do well, who cares? This season's lost. There is nobody at third base that we're rooming other than Arroyo, and he's out for another couple months. So this is entertainment, right? Bring him up. You're going to have 40,000 people happy when Pablo comes up. And if he gets a hit, hit the home run, the place is going to go crazy. That's what it's all about. What else matters?
Well, I think it's part of it. You always want to make the team better. And again, in baseball, if you can get a free look at somebody, you know, he's signed to a minor league contract. It's not a major league deal until he gets up there.
No, it's no big deal. And you know what, Marty? Yeah. You know what, Marty? Everyone keeps talking about what he said. What he said was nothing. People are so sensitive. That was nothing. I've heard worse than that from players on teams, and they stayed on the teams. He was hurt. He didn't get the contract that he thought they were going to offer him. He was a little hurt. He said something mildly rude, I guess. Who cares? This is the big leagues, right? Pablo's a good guy. He takes care of kids and charity when he was here. Well, who cares what he said on the way out?
Yeah, good point. Very good, Mike. Yeah. Appreciate it. Very good. Appreciate it. Thank you. All right, that is Mike in Pacific.
I like Mike.
All right.
I like his attitude towards it.
Yeah, here's a question I ask everybody. 808 KMBR will ask you when you call in. When you first heard that the Giants were going to get him back, what did you think? Now, we know we've had time to let this thing, simmer a little bit and marinate and get the feel of it. But when you first heard it, what did you think? Lexi Pence?
I was shocked. I was like, when you think you kind of can figure out what's going to happen next, then stuff like this happens. I mean, I think that's the beauty of baseball, right? The genius minds behind it, a lot of what happens, in the front office, we don't know what they're building. Like, we don't know what they're doing. And I think that's what makes it so exciting, because you're kind of just delivered this team and these guys. And then you're like, we'll find out a month or two from now, like, oh, that's what they were doing. Now I see it.
All right.
So you're shocked at first, like, wait, what? Like, whoa. And then you're like, okay, now I see it. But you have to be open. You have to be open to whatever it is that they're doing. And if you're a true fan, no matter what the move is, you have to support it.
All right. FB?
I thought that was perfectly said. I mean, I don't really have anything to really say about that. I guess when I saw it on Twitter, I was just like, okay, I mean, that was honestly my reaction.
It was asked of me last week.
What was your reaction? Where were you?
I was on TV on Channel 5.
You got the news on TV.
Well, it was that Sunday, that this rumor was going to happen, that there's a possibility of it. And I was asked, and I said, no way. Now, my initial reaction was no way. It was sort of like the callers. Why? Why do you want to get involved with that? And then as I've gone through the week and started thinking about it and the risk and who's here and who's not here, and then seeing the shape the guy looks to be in, and then seeing him today walking in with him, and, he was on cloud nine, and I think he's going to give everything he can. He's Pablo Sandoval. He's never going to be, Hunter. He's never going to be that guy who, runs and, is the reverend and gets everybody going. He's not that kind of guy. But he does bring a sort of a spirit to the team. And when I started thinking about it, I said, why not? What's the big deal? Why not?
I was walking home from work, and I was walking one way, and then I see Alex Pavlovich walking the other way. So we stopped and we were chatting, and then he is obviously always on his phone because he's Alex. And he was like, oh, Giants are interested in Pablo Sandoval or whatever. I forget what he said. And then he scurried off to write his story or whatever he does. And I was thinking, and I tweeted this, was
I see all these other teams making these impactful moves. Clearly, they're all in contention. But in my mind, I was thinking, what are other teams thinking that the Giants are doing? Because they're, like, signing Quintana, all these different big moves. And the Giants are like, you know what? Let's have a reunion with Pablo Sandoval. So I wasn't necessarily thinking of myself. I was like, wow, I'm kind of embarrassed for us, because what do we look like to other people? I mean, whatever. That was my first reaction. And now, obviously, I'm kind of just like, all right, let's see what happens. You know,
Are we getting you back on the panda train, Carmen?
Actions speak louder.
Do we need to reminisce a little bit about what he's done in the past?
I actually remember very, very clearly when he said those comments, because I remember the Giants
had a... Who cares what he said, though?
But just...
Isn't the caller right?
Just hear me out, though. Hear me out. You know what I mean? Like, I loved what he did for the postseason and everything. And I remember we were sitting in the 2014 World Series film. You know, they screened that down at the Castro Theater. And I watched him do what he did, and I swear to God, I teared up, because I was like, this guy isn't going to be a Giant next year. It makes me sad, even though I never really felt any sort of connection with him as a player beforehand. So I was sad. And then he said that, and I was like, wait, what? Why was I, like, almost crying over you? And you were here saying, bye, see you later, don't really care, sorry, not sorry. And I think that's what fans are remembering. You have to remember, when somebody, the only reason fans are angry is because they really care. And that's at the root of it. And I think you got to give people time to adjust to it.
Totally. You can't dismiss the fans' feelings.
No,
totally.
Of course not. I think it's valid.
All right. James Medina says he could apologize with the sound of his bat.
Yep,
I agree.
And
Joe Cazier, C-A-Z-I-E-R, Kansas City Joe. Pablo's first at bat tonight, single to left.
Ho ho.
All right.
So, really, Carmen, what would it take to get you to flip, to get you to be like, okay, I am Team Panda now?
You know, I personally think, A, he needs to make a contribution somehow in terms of, you know, helping the team win. You know, that's step one.
Right.
I think step two.
This is like getting back together with your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. that's the foundation. And then if he wants to build the house, he has to, A, make me believe that the other players.
How does he
cool
get you to
him?
Move in?
Oh.
Slow baby steps?
I mean, it's going to take a long time. You know what I mean? Lots of gifts.
Lots of good gifts.
Well, all right. So the gifts being playing and home runs and singles.
Right.
And
a ring.
And you know what? I don't need a ring. I honestly.
He's already been in the house. It's easier to get back in the house once you've already been there.
Very good,
Josh. That's
right. True.
Now.
That's true.
All right. I like it. All right. Very good.
By the way, Marty,
yes,
because, you know, don't ask me what I thought.
I was just coming to you next.
Right. Yeah, yeah. But what I was thinking was that, man, this really shows a lack of what the Giants think they have at the other positions in third base. Because that's what I really thought. I thought, wow, they must think that Christian Arroyo is it easily 2 or 3 years based on the contract that they gave Pablo. They must not have that much confidence in Ryder Jones. And they send down Hwang, who's Hwang gone. So he's probably not going
to
be on the
waiting to say that
all morning. He's Hwang gone. I mean, I don't know why when Hwang doesn't hit a home run, John Miller doesn't say that.
He's in there.
Yeah. But that's what I think. I don't really care for the move, but he'll be on the team in a couple weeks probably. What do you think?
I think you're right. I agree with you. I wasn't thrilled with it, but I think he's going to be here. I think they have to see what he can do in the major leagues. It doesn't matter what he does at Sacramento or San Jose. Unless he's, you know, 1 for 30 or something like that. And they have to see how he matches up in this ballpark against National League pitching and see what he's got. And then they go from there, you know, and he's, you know, there are team options and all this kind of stuff and the contract that he's got. So they're not stuck with him to any, with any understanding.
I have the contract details up if that would clear anyone who's on the fence. I think if you look at his contract, he's got to be on the team at the end of the year or he's gone.
Okay.
And the Giants are only on the hook for the major league minimum as soon as he makes the majors. And then there's a club option for 2018 and 2019. So the Giants can cut bait at any time. So it's not costing the Giants hardly anything. It's just the major league minimum.
No, because that's all it's ever going to be because Boston is paying the rest of it.
So, Carmen, he's trying really hard to get back together with you.
I mean, I'll consider it.
He's going
to
pamper you.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. I
love
her. She's going to go on a date with him. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's going to be at a Michelin star. It has to be.
Hey, just text him back and say hey. Send him something.
I gotta wait 24 hours first. You know the rules. Come on.
The single to left was like a text, so they started their form, their open communication.
Yeah.
Okay, I have 2 cents. Pablo Sandoval was the only player who was ever rude to me. They've all been awesome. And when I met him, I asked him to sign my batting gloves because I used to, as a fan in my pre-media days, totally shout for him. I just was his, you know, a big fan of his. And he was so rude when I asked him to sign my batting gloves.
No.
He went, oh, you know, just like made this face. And
well, now
exhaled.
He's back. All right.
And so he needs to apologize.
All right. Very good. All right. And that's where we'll go with that. All right,
he's
let us go
back
to
in with Carmen's girlfriends.
Really? Oh, we got Carmen moving in with him. We got Beer Can not having her autograph done. So this is what
he's got a lot of work to do.
He's got a lot of work to do. But I say, can he hit? That's the one.
That's
question.
My biggest thing.
I want to know can
the guy
he
hit?
All right, Romy, San Francisco. You're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
Marty, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm not bad, man. Listen, so you know, all these fans that are.
Romy, let me put you on hold for Romy. Put Romy on hold for a minute. He's Raf. See if you can't get a little better connection with him, and we'll do that. Let me take one more. Let's go to Zach in Oakley. Zach, you're on KMBR 680. Go ahead.
How's it going, Marty?
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm a huge fan of Hunter and Lexi. You guys are awesome. I follow you guys on social media.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, your marriage is like straight goals.
Oh, but, thank you.
But to kind of chime in here, and I hope I'm not beating a dead horse or a dead panda for that matter, but I digress. But Pablo, putting myself in his shoes, right? Pablo, I think, has got to be humbled by this contract. I mean, Billy Beane kind of did this one time in the Moneyball film where it's like you're being paid not to play in Boston. That's gotta feel pretty low. I mean, I would feel not really great about it. You're starting in San Jose. You've got to prove yourself. And this is coming from a guy that's hit 3 home runs in the biggest games of all in baseball. So to face that obstacle and to also facing heat from fans. I mean, you've got fans out there. I'm not really one of them, but you've got fans out there that are taking this like a really bad breakup and it's awkward. And, I don't know. I guess to go forward, to not have short-term memory loss. I mean, we're a team that when I was a kid in the 90s, we had a third of the attendance that we have now. We had a scare of being moved to Florida. We had all these things, and now we're a team that holds, you know, the greatest home run records in baseball from no-hitters, 3 championships. And we got fascinating characters in the last 10 years from Bonds to Hunter to Timmy to Pablo. Stay positive. I can't stand – I use baseball as an escape. It's an escape from the rest of the world, and to watch baseball is an escape. And so to come at it with such negativity, we got enough negativity in the world, man. Just go out there, have some fun. If Pablo does great, fantastic. If he doesn't, okay. I mean, so add it to the list of things that we fell short of doing this year. We'll come back. We'll get him next year. But – that's my take on Marty.
I like it. Very good, Zach. Very, very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, thanks, Zach.
Very well put. Yeah. And I was thinking about it today, and when we were sitting around before the game ended, the Giants did win today, 5-4 in 12 innings. Got great bullpen work today. Sam Dyson again. Albert Suarez was 2 innings of terrific ball. Osich looked maybe the best he's looked all year long today. Strickland did his thing as well. But we were talking about, what if it was Jeff Kent coming back? FB and I were talking about that. What if it was Jeff Kent who left and went to the Dodgers, went to Houston, and then he came back here? You think the fans would have had the reaction that they're having with Sandoval?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder if Sandoval really polarized people when I guess that's the question. What was the difference, honestly, between Kent and Sandoval? Because I think the Kent thing doesn't quite, get the blood boiling as much as Sandoval coming back and getting everybody excited.
How did Kent leave? Refresh my memory.
Well, he just he went.
Tell me the story.
Yeah, he signed with the Dodgers from here.
Yeah.
He was a World Series hero and all that. Maybe another year. I have to look up exactly the year he left, but he left and went to the Dodgers. You know, Jeff Kent on the Dodgers. And here he was, MVP with the Giants behind Bonds and all that. And next thing you knew, he was with the Dodgers and then with Houston. And now he's back as a spring training coach and all that, but nobody says a word about
it. So Brian Wilson did the same thing,
right? How about Brian?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very good, Lexi. Very good. Lexi, very good. What about Brian? Would you welcome Brian Wilson back in any way, shape, or form?
Absolutely.
Well, apparently if they're free, they can come back. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Yeah. Kidding, guys. That was a joke.
All right. That's a good one. I like that. FB, Brian Wilson. See, I think he would polarize everybody as much as Sandoval, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, Zach. Appreciate it. Very good call. Well said. Very good. Well said. All right. Time now for today's Home Run Update, sponsored by Fix Auto. The first words that should come to mind after an accident. And pleasure having everybody on tonight. I really enjoy the show. And I hope you're enjoying it as well. So 79 home runs, and last night was the 79th. And boy, believe me, if you were out here watching the game or at home listening to it with two out in the ninth inning and down 9-7 and figuring, well, maybe it's time to go to bed, time to go to sleep. All right. That's it for tonight. And here comes Connor Gillespie.
Now the pitch. There's a high drive to right. Way back there, on its way, Adios! Pelota! He has done it. He has tied the game with two down in the ninth inning with a pinch hit home run.
All right, good one, Josh. Very good. And, well, it's going to be one of those highlights of the season. Trust me, that's the one. Where were you when Connor Gillespie hit the home run? So for me, I was saying, all right, I think it's time to go to sleep. I'm going to be here at 8 a.m., and there it went. So a big home run for the Giants. All right, 808 KMBR, everybody will get on. Raff is here, Josh doing a good job, FP, Lexi, Beer Can, and Carmen, and me. And the Giants win 5-4 and 12. And the Panda is back, and we're talking about a pro or con, and I think we'll expand it a little bit. Another player who you would have these feelings about, like a Jeff Kent, a Brian Wilson, or someone like that, how would they fit into this equation? Why is everybody so wild about Sandoval? Why does it create such a reaction? So hold that thought.
I got another name for you real quick.
Go ahead.
Sergio Romo.
All right. That's a good one.
Angel Pagan.
Angel Pagan. All right. Any of those coming back, would they be
Ten
less?
Months to come. Let's just put them all.
Well,
once again, can come back whenever you want.
All right.
I got another one too. FP Santangelo Sr. He went from the Giants to the Dodgers.
I thought you meant back to KMBR.
Oh, no.
All right. No, we could
work
back
with the Giants. Everybody.
All right. We could work with him here.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, he was a nice guy here.
He's all right.
All right. More coming up. 808 KMBR. Think of those names and why are they different from Sandoval or not. All right. More coming up on the Sports Leader.